miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Coming up 35 minutes after the hour, Dr. Vijay Vaad, his book is called The New Rules of Running, 5 Steps to Run Faster and Longer for Life. The New Rules of Running. A lot of people run, so this information hopefully will help you to keep running and keep your knees in good order, even if you do run or want to begin to start running. Dr. Mike, did you want to make an adjustment to something we talked about before the break about vaccinations?
Yeah, the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine is a live attenuated. So people on immunosuppressives, that is drugs that suppress their immune system in any way, shouldn't receive it. Everybody else should. That is the if you have not had measles and have not been vaccinated against it, you're one of the candidates who should see your doctor to get vaccinated against that. Because it is coming back, and it is a disease that can do real harm.
Okay, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs @gmail.com. Because we live in a land where the donuts and triple bacon cheeseburgers are plentiful and milkshakes flow free, a lot of people in not only this country, but in the world are fat. So what percentage of the entire global population is fat, overweight, or obese? What do you have for us, Dr. Mike?
First of all, have you read the data?
I've seen a little bit of it. Yeah, I've seen where it is.
You've already read this because I was going to have you guess if you hadn't.
Well, over 2 billion worldwide are overweight or obese.
So it is actually, that's right, it is the world has 670 million obese people. The United States leads with 87 million, but 671 million of the, it is 6 billion people in the total world, or 13% of the total. If you will, in the world, are obese.
The highest rates in the Middle East and North Africa, where nearly 60% of men and 65% of women are heavy. This country, America, has about 13% of the world's fat population, which is a greater percentage than any other country.
Actually, Joe, I misstated that. That's exactly right. We have, if you will, 13% of the world's population that is obese, for just 5% of the world's population. But there are, worldwide, there are now 2.1 billion. That's up from 857 million 33 years ago. So nearly 30% of the world's population is obese. And if you will, we're a little greater than that. And so we have, they define obese as a body mass index above 30. 50%, that's amazing, isn't it? 50% in Tonga. I don't know why Tonga. Kuwait, Kiribati, Micronesia, Libya, Qatar, Samoa, and Tonga.
Yeah. Well, what do they eat?
They were nomadic populations that did a lot of physical activity, and they've become more sedentary, and they never had sugar as part of their diet. They now have a lot of sugar, so it is that sugar, saturated fat, and salt that is addictive.
Yeah. How did they exercise?
They did exercise. They're doing less of it. You know, the interesting thing is the United States is doing more exercise, but we're still getting more obese.
Yeah.
There's no country that has solved the obesity problem.
This study also shows, from what I read, there's a real strong link between income and obesity. As people get richer, the study says their waistlines get bigger. And that also coincides with spikes in diabetes. Increased rates of cancers that are associated with obesity, too. So the more money people have, the heavier they get. Some link between those two.
Yeah, until you get to be a fairly developed country. That is, as you're developing, as you get more money, you start to eat more saturated fat and more sugar and get fatter and don't do as much physical activity. In the developed countries, in the United States, for example, It is the lower income populations that now have more obesity. So when you apparently get to a point where you realize this is a problem, then it is solvable with education and other means, or at least with wealth. So we can blame the 1% for a lot of things, but in fact, they're actually underweight compared to the rest of the population in the United States.
Let's piggyback that with what happened this week in Washington. The House Agriculture Subcommittee decided to push a bill through that would let school districts get waivers to opt out of the school lunch programs mandated by this Healthy Hunger Hunger-Free Kids Act if these school systems are struggling to meet these goals. Fresh food, healthy food evidently costs more than processed food, and a lot of these school districts are losing money because fewer kids are buying school lunches. 50% of the school meal programs that these schools have adopted because of the new regulation said their revenue has gone down. What's your take?
You know, this is one where you say we should have a long-term goal of our kids eating healthy, and so we'll support the school districts. It's really a minor amount of money that is needed to support the school districts compared to what every other thing in the United States costs for us doing things. So this is a way with a, and it really is trivial amount of money. It would, I think it was $2 billion for the entire country it would take, even if you supported every one of the school lunch programs 100%. So that's a, for us, saving in the long run a huge amount on health. So you'd say, well, how much of the $600 billion that Medicare spends, or the $400 billion, or the, if you will, $2.6 trillion would we save? You could probably save about 50% of that. So you could save $1.3 trillion a year if we inculcated healthy habits starting in kindergarten or before. And so this is some food companies that don't want to lose money, you know, saying, well, we can just sell peanut butter with junk on it rather than healthy peanut butter, because peanut butter made with emulsifiers and junk is cheaper for us to prepare. So who cares if the kids get a little fatter, or if the kids get a little sicker, more asthma, more allergies, because we're selling peanut butter with emulsifiers. How about whole wheat? Well, no, let's cut off the crusts on white bread and sell peanut butter and jelly with the white bread a penny cheaper than we're selling it with whole grain with real peanut butter. That's the difference. And there's some big food companies that are, should be ashamed of themselves, that have been involved in this lobbying. I think we're going to try and find out who they are and highlight them so that you can boycott them if you want to. Because it really is, why are these food companies being so short-sighted as to charge more for less processed food? That is, whole grain bread shouldn't be more expensive. You don't have to go through the processes of segregating the, if you will, the endosperm and the other components from the bread. You can take the whole grain and make it that way. You don't have to have as processed grain. It should be cheaper, not more expensive. So these big food companies should be ashamed of themselves, if you will. One of the people that is leading the way towards healthy is Walmart. They actually are featuring organic food and whole grains at the same price or lower than the prices for transported fruit and veggies and, if you will, non-whole grain products.
I agree with everything you say. The goal is to get these kids healthy and get them back to a reasonable rate weight. And I probably have to talk about this at another point of the show, but I've got some issues with the government program and what they're doing about this, but we don't have time to get to that now. If we get a chance somewhere in the show to talk about it, because I have a couple of things I want to say about it, but we need to go to a break, and then we need to go to our guest coming up at 35 minutes after the hour. His name is Dr. Vijay Vaid, and he has a book out that's called The New Rules of Running, 5 Steps to Run Faster and Longer for Life. If you're a runner and would like to do it safely, more efficiently, more effectively, or thinking about running, the great way, the best way to get started. Coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.